light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Seven Principles for Making Marriage Work, John Gottman, a leading researcher on marriage and relationships, offers a compelling and practical guide based on his extensive scientific studies of married couples. This book breaks down the complexities of marriage into understandable, actionable principles that can help couples enhance their relationship. Gottman's work goes beyond common myths and pop psychology, providing evidence-based strategies for strengthening marital bonds. Through a combination of anecdotes, exercises, and clear explanations, Gottman shares insights into how couples can navigate the challenges of marriage and build lasting partnerships. The Seven Principles for Making Marriage Work is not just another relationship advice book. It is a blueprint for deepening love and fostering a resilient, healthy marriage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, enhancing love maps. Love maps refer to a person's internal blueprint of their partner's world, knowing their likes, dislikes, fears, and dreams. Gottman emphasizes the importance of couples continually updating their understanding of each other as people evolve over time. This involves actively listening to your partner and showing genuine interest in their daily experiences and inner thoughts. By building detailed love maps, couples can foster a deeper sense of intimacy and connection, making it easier to navigate conflicts and misunderstandings when they arise. It serves as a foundational principle, as understanding each other's worlds is crucial for maintaining a strong, empathetic bond. Secondly, nurturing fondness and admiration. Gottman identifies fondness and admiration as critical elements for a long-lasting, healthy marriage. This principle revolves around the idea of seeing your partner in a positive light and regularly expressing appreciation and respect for each other. This mutual appreciation acts as a buffer against negativity and contempt, which are known relationship killers. By reminiscing about shared positive experiences and expressing gratitude for each other's qualities, couples can reinforce their bond and maintain a positive perspective of one another, even during conflicts. It is about focusing on what still works in the marriage, nurturing gratitude for having each other, and reaffirming the reasons why one fell in love in the first place. Thirdly, turning toward each other. Instead of away, Gottman discusses the concept of bids for connection, which are attempts one partner makes to engage the other, whether for attention, affection, or support. Turning towards these bids instead of away is crucial for building trust and emotional connection. This principle underlines the importance of small everyday interactions and responses to these bids. Successful couples recognize and respond to each other's needs for connection, showing interest and support. This principle is vital for enhancing the friendship at the core of the relationship, acting as a counterweight to feelings of loneliness or isolation within the marriage. Fourthly, letting your partner influence you. Gottman challenges the notion of power struggles within a relationship, advocating instead for a balance of power and mutual influence. This principle is about respecting and considering your partner's perspectives and feelings, even in conflicts. It involves making decisions together and recognizing each other's strengths. This approach fosters an environment of respect, understanding, and teamwork. By allowing your partner to influence you, it shows a commitment to the partnership and a willingness to work together towards common goals, reducing conflicts and power struggles. Lastly, solving your solvable problems. Gottman distinguishes between solvable and perpetual problems in a marriage. This principle focuses on the former, offering strategies for addressing and resolving these issues. Techniques such as soft startup, approaching discussions without criticism or contempt, making and accepting repair attempts, actions or statements that prevent negativity from escalating, and compromising are highlighted. By setting clear rules for conflict management, couples can navigate disagreements with respect and understanding, avoiding the erosion of their relationship over time. It encourages couples to tackle issues head-on, with a problem-solving mentality, ensuring that solvable problems don't become entrenched sources of resentment. In conclusion, John Gottman's The Seven Principles for Making Marriage Work is a seminal guide that offers practical advice for couples seeking to strengthen their marital bond. It is ideal for those in any stage of a relationship, from newlyweds to seasoned partners facing challenges. Gottman's principles are backed by decades of research and offer a roadmap to a happier, healthier marriage. Readers can benefit from implementing Gottman's strategies by improving communication, deepening emotional connections, and navigating conflicts more effectively. This book is not just about avoiding divorce, but about building a fulfilling life together. Anyone committed to improving their partnership will find invaluable insights and tools within its pages. If you would like to support John Gottman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, reading.